This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Queef Theater. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Queef Theater.
Yeah.
Where we're currently recording the latest episode of your favorite podcast called Cool Parents Podcast, and I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Queef.
And we're here to deliver you something real special today.
You think?
Real, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know so. But before we do that, we have to, you know, introduce ourselves and stuff.
We just did.
All right. Okay, so we can do it now.
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes. How you doing today?
Good.
Good?
Good.
How do you spell that?
G-U-D.
Okay, that sounds right. Let's see, it'd be probably helpful if I brought my notes up, but I got a lot of shit. I got a lot of shit planned.
Pull out your note sack.
First of all.
Let's get to it.
Let's get right into it. First of all, truck date.
Truck date.
I saw a truck on the road the other day. It was a... Chevy, yeah. Old Chevy from the 70s or the 80s, probably. It was flaking, all the paint was flaking off and shit.
Yeah.
Had the oversized mud flaps. They said, Big Sky Country, Montana. And it got me thinking, is the sky bigger in Montana? Is that what that means?
Is the sky bigger?
Yeah. Because wow. I've heard people say, like, Big Sky Country.
Yeah.
You know?
No which, fucking trees.
Is that what it is? Yeah, they've destroyed all of the local forests.
Big fucking sky up there, though.
The sky is huge.
That I mean, that Montana is so high up, you can see the curvature of the earth. You can feel it in that big sky.
That big sky. You know what they say, big sky?
That's where the earth curves.
If the sky's big, so is the, you know.
Big sky.
Bigger cock.
Big. You know?
No.
No?
No, no.
Big. Just big socks.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah, I like that. G. I like that.
Yeah.
What happened to G? Does anybody use that anymore?
G?
G. G whiz.
Hey. No. No, that's...
Oh, G. Isn't that something?
I mean, sometimes.
G. What was that short for?
Jesus.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not the letter G for God?
That's really controversial.
Really makes you think.
It's real controversial.
Yeah. That's why they fought the Crusades, actually.
Right.
Okay. We want to talk about a couple of big events that took place recently?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a couple of news articles to discuss, if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure.
From KIRO7.
Cool.
Yeah, where the fuck is this place? Stanwood.
Oh.
I don't know where that is. Anyway, the headline to this article is Man Steals $500,000 of Crab Pretending to Be Safeway Representative in the North Sound.
What?
A seafood heist.
Read it again.
Man steals $500,000 of crab pretending to be a Safeway representative in the North Sound.
Okay.
KIRO 7 obtained the documents.
I thought that dollars of crab was a unit of measurement for a moment.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
It is, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, now it says that this is a Florida fella. So maybe this is in Florida. Yeah, it's in Florida.
You don't want Florida crabs.
Well, he does. And he did. Not anymore. He pretended to be a representative for the Safeway company.
Mm-hmm.
And sent fake purchase orders to a California seafood company. Prosecutors say he ordered hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of king crab and opilio crab in multiple orders. The shipments were sent to the North Star cold facility in Stanwood. The U.S. District Court says Sue Bill then rented a Ryder truck to pick up the crab order.
Huh.
But the payments never went through. A co-conspirator fraudulently represented himself as an employee from a national grocery corporation placing an order. You just said that. That's the same thing you just said. Now, this facility was located in Snohomish.
Right.
Snohomish County.
I've been over there.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my time in Snohomish.
Snohomish. $500,000 in Russian king crab. He tried to flee to Colombia and even bought a one-way plane ticket. But they got him at a way station with his ill-obtained crab mass.
Yeah.
Tons of crab. King crab. I'm thinking he's probably a little crabby after that one, right?
It's got to be.
So he looks like you'd expect a crab guy to be a crab.
We're crab people now.
A crab stealer.
Yeah.
What was he going to do with all that fucking crab?
Sell it. It really makes you think.
Wow, yeah.
What a great scheme.
He looks like he's part crab.
I would have got away with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I would have been smarter about it.
I'd have just gone in guns blazing for that kind of crab money. Are you kidding me? Crab money spends better than any other money.
Yeah. My problem is I'm addicted to crab. Crab meat. Crab rangoons.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be a real problem for me.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't risk it, personally.
I'm a huge crab head.
I'm a big fan of Dr. Pete's, Diet Dr. Pete's.
Oh, yeah?
I just got some Diet Dr. Pete's liquid.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, you make it yourself?
Yeah, it's Dr.
You think
Pete's.
You're better than me?
It's Dr. Pete's now.
I know, I got it. I got that.
I know, that's why I got it, because I remember you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Dr. Pete's. It's good.
Yeah, it tastes just like Dr. Pep. Purr.
Don't say it. I'll beep that out.
Okay.
We could get sued.
Right.
So also in Florida, there's a seaweed blob.
Do you think you would have done the crab heist differently?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, if I wasn't going to go in guns blazing,
yeah,
I'd have probably taken them little by little.
Right.
You know, I'd smuggle them out. I'd go work there for over a year.
Yeah.
Smuggle out 5 or 6 in my pants per day.
Right.
Just to cover my track.
I give a couple people burner phones and I'd say, look,
yeah,
you're going to say you're the restaurant owner. All right?
Right.
You can do this for me.
I could just use a text-to-speech voice.
Exactly.
And have AI handle it. Have the AI handle it.
Yeah. Easy peasy.
Anyway, down in Florida.
Easy peasy to get away with the crab heist if you put your brain to it.
Yeah.
Put your brain on it.
put your brain to the brainstone. Seaweed blob. Okay?
Yeah.
Visible from outer space, deep space.
I heard about this.
Yeah, you did?
I didn't click the article, though. Just read the headline.
Marine scientists in Tampa are tracking a 5,000-mile-wide seaweed bloom that's so large it can be seen from space. It's already hit the Florida Keys and is threatening beaches along the Gulf of Mexico. These sargassum blossoms are nothing new, but scientists say that this could be the largest in history. So it's a big mess of algae, 5,000 feet wide.
Yeah.
And it's coming for the city of Tampa, Florida.
We probably deserve it. They probably deserve
it. The blob?
It. Yeah, look, they got a Super Bowl, you know?
They do?
They got a Super Bowl.
They did?
Yeah, with Don Baby.
Oh, Don Baby's there. Well, Don Baby can fight it off, the big sea blob.
He's not there anymore.
Oh, no?
He retired.
What?
He's a little fox now.
Don Tatey?
Don Baby? Yeah.
Well, this thing can ensnare boats.
This is the price they pay for selling their soul for a Super Bowl.
Okay. Okay, so this is the good Lord coming to collect.
Not the good Lord.
The dark Lord.
The bad Lord.
The bad Lord. Yeah, okay.
Satan.
So who's going to fight off the blob, the trash blob, the algae blob in Florida? Hulk Hogan?
No, the swamp people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll catch it and try to sell it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just give them a token or some shit, you know?
Look, there's going to be a call to arms.
Yeah.
And they're going to require every gun in Florida to release every bullet in Florida.
Directed into this algae. At this algae blob. Kill the thing before it can reach us.
That's right.
That's why we got hollow sights and so forth.
Right.
Okay. Well.
That's what's going to happen. That's what Ron DeSantis' America.
I love Ron DeSantis.
Oh, I can't get enough of his conservative policies. Oh, I love his deeply conservative values.
He has a lot of values.
He really does. He's a family man.
I know.
Oh.
I know. The perfect guy for the job.
Beautiful smile.
The perfect one for the job.
Yeah. Did you hear that fucking story about him where he would say, oh, it was on John Oliver covered it. He would say thigh food instead of Thai food when he went on dates. And if the woman corrected him, the date would be over because he didn't want a woman that would correct him.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Thigh food. Fuck that guy.
I'll feed him to my freaking thighs.
Ron DeSantis, more like fucking Lobo DeSantis.
Lobo.
Lobo.
Bobo?
Lobo Bobo. I don't know what that is.
Lobo, the motorcycle man in the DC Comics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lobo.
Lobo. Yeah. Look it. I got something to say to you. How should I put this? I made you something.
All right.
It's been spring break from school.
Yeah.
So I've had extra time on my hands.
Yeah.
So I put it to good use.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on and ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't want that. Working with some hashing, the band say, niggas been smashing, it's whole crowd with the passion. They mad jam, you can ride in the jacket, but that day, you can smoke them by your bagging. I'm crashing, got money, got compassion, and trashing. I've been a money guy in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra back in the sun, a little bit of Mary back in the sun, a little bit of Jessica back in the sun, a little bit of you mixed with your man. I'm a big type of nigga, yeah, full of trippy, yeah. I'm clear here to flip a, yeah, great filler, yeah. I'm saying more, yeah, out the hood, yeah. Better be understood, yeah, it's all good, yeah. Gotta make it do a trick, yeah, on the big, yeah. Playing you on a big, yeah, that ain't my mind. I'm
not the fact. Wow.
Jump up and down and move it all around. Shake your hands to the side, put your hands on the ground. Take one step left and one step right.
The stands actually did a Stone Cold theme song.
Clap your hands once, clap your hands twice, and if it looks like this, then you win it. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica if I am, a little bit of you mix. Your man. Go! Girl, you look good, want your back, that answer. You's a fine motherfucker, want your back, that answer. You want to take that and make your back, that answer. Oh, what you playing with, back, that answer. Girl, you look good, want your back, that answer. You's a fine motherfucker, want your back, that answer. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra is the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man. Get it, sir.
Wow.
So.
Oh, that was beautiful. That would be right at home on WWF The Music Volume 4.
They got a 4?
Yeah, oh yeah, they got a bunch.
How many they got?
They got a bunch. They got like 20 of them at this point.
We got to get on there.
They do that, though. They do like Kane fucking theme song remix. Something like that, you know?
Oh, do they?
Yeah. There's one with the Rock.
That's where the Disturbed one came from.
No, that was his actual theme song for a while. Yeah. But they'd have like the actual theme songs, and then they'd have like fun ones. Like,
okay.
DMX doing a Generation X theme, you know? Like, it was that's not a real one, but you know what I mean?
Should be.
That idea.
Wow.
I know Typo Negative actually did like an alternate Kane theme song too. That was fucking awesome. They never used it though.
Typo.
Oh. There's one that The Rock does about pie that ages really, really well.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Yeah. The Rock starts speaking Chinese in it at the end.
Yeah.
It's very sensitively handled.
Yeah, he's fluent.
Yeah, he's absolutely. It does not age well. Not at all.
You like
I think we should cancel The Rock.
Do you like trucks?
Yeah.
You've heard this song, I think, from Katie Noel. Southern.
Let's go.
Have I heard this before?
I think so. I thought you sent it. Maybe it was...
Way down in the holler back in Kentucky, catfish on the line, clean it, throw it in the bucket, come on.
God, listen to me.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Way up in them days, we're sitting closest to God. Ride the bull 8 seconds, pull the gate when you nod. Come on.
Because I'm Southern.
You get the idea.
Yeah. Wow.
In the comments, Alex Hunter, this song is a miracle. My dad has been paralyzed from the waist down for 17 years. When I played this song, he said, enough, stood up, walked over, and then turned it off. Thank you, Katie. Wow, that was a harsh dig. Actually took some reading. Katie never ceases to amaze. No auto-tune, no nudity, no nothing. Just straight ass. That's Mark from Minnesota.
That's good.
Wow, everybody's talking shit about this lady. You know how many real-life Southern men recorded basically this exact same song?
A lot.
Yeah.
About 7-8 of them.
And they're big. Everybody hates this.
Yeah.
Can't blame them. So, we've got... 'Cause
I'm Southern.
A while back, we did a segment all the time called Tindergarten Cops, and we got banned from Tinder. So we've just been waiting for, you know, submissions and so forth to queue up.
Yeah.
And I've expanded the segment. So if you come across something funny or weird on a dating app, send it to us and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And same goes for conversations that you have with people on those dating apps. We'd love to, get our two cents in there as well.
Yeah.
So I've got a few that I'm going to share with you. You want to read Dustin?
Yeah. Dustin's got a big truck.
Lift it.
It's a big fucking truck.
And it's lift it.
And it's shooting smog, even though brand spanking new.
It's burning dinosaur bones.
You got an Ohio plate on that? Four wheels in the back, two wheels in the front.
Yeah.
This thing can haul some fucking gravel.
Wait, technically, there's a flatbed. There's a second flatbed back there.
Yep. Yeah, he's
we're talking about four.
He's hauling cargo.
6-7 wheels in the back, depending on if you count the spare.
Yeah, I definitely count the spare.
Okay.
Of course.
So 7 wheels in the back, two wheels in the front.
Flannel shirt. He looks like he's going fishing, you know?
He done been fishing. He's fishing right now.
Yeah.
And he going go fishing. Go fishing.
He's dusting. He dusty.
Yeah.
He dusty. He full of dust and dirt and grime.
He's a mummy.
He's a mechanic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He got this truck when his dad died. Well, I'm a fat fuck with a... I'm a fat fuck with a big truck.
Okay.
If we can get a big greasy burger, then we won't work. Oh, if we can't get a big greasy burger,
then we
won't work. I'm 21 years old, but don't let that fool you. I have no social life like I'm 40.
Oh, nice.
If my truck doesn't impress you, my personality probably won't either. Welcome to the shit show.
Welcome to the shit show is the best part.
I hope
he's really telling you what you're in for.
At least he's honest off the
disappointment
out the gate. out the truck bed, you know?
He wants to disappoint you before disappointing you.
He's trying to let you down easy before he lets you down easy.
Right. It really makes you think. And just go get a greasy burger with him.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Worst case scenario, he stalks you.
Yeah. Which, you know, he could probably run over your car with his truck.
He definitely could. Out. Yeah, if he wanted to.
Yeah, and he would. He's done it.
Yeah.
Dustin.
It's not his first truck rodeo.
That's right. So this next one is a message from a fella named of Travis.
Also looks like a truck guy.
Yeah, or an actual truck.
Maybe.
Just a truck that's on Tinder or whatever. The truck says, Travis Truck says, hey, what's up? Uh-oh. Okay, yeah. Then the response is, what's it like being a truck? And Travis said, what do you mean? I'm not a truck, LOL. And then the person responded, profile pictures don't lie. And Trav said, lol, I have other pics than my truck, lol, but I do love my truck. And the response to that was, that's exactly what a truck would say.
That's a fact.
So yeah, the truck has gone sentient and is looking for, you know, looking for some good company.
Cybertruck.
That's a Cybertruck. Yeah. That's right.
Cyber Six, Cybertruck.
Wow, you're right. Absolutely.
You go
right.
On iSketch, you go into the adults only room. You DM.
On iSketch.
Huh? iSketch.
Is that the Pictionary game?
Yeah. Want a cyber? You always get DMs like,
hey, you want a cyber on me?
And I say yes. And then
yes, please.
You know, mess with them.
Right. They love it. So
yeah.
You gonna get that next one?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. This next one's a fish.
Fish. It's a catfish.
Catfish. Named Real.
Yeah.
Says, hello, I am an real human. I enjoy the human hobbies of breathing air and walking around on my leg.
That's good stuff.
Real.
I'd swipe right on that.
Yeah, I would too.
I am an real human, please. You want to walk around on my leg? The next one's May is the person's name. And she says, this account is run by May's current boyfriend. I want to find her a replacement before I break up with her.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty thoughtful.
Yeah.
Make sure she's got a rebound.
Right.
And a support system.
It's thoughtful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He also really wants some dick pics.
Yeah, of course. All right. This is Erica.
Best tattoo I've ever seen.
I'm trying to... What is this?
I don't know what part of... I don't know what a lot of it is.
The Fox Racing logo is in there.
But there's a Fox Racing logo, a bunch of tree branches, the letters IF.
Yeah, a heart.
Yeah, like a realistic heart.
I Fox.
And birds.
Fox heart.
Bird, please.
Bird tree.
Let's
just name what we see going down, okay?
Okay.
Bird branch.
Yeah.
If fox.
Yeah.
Bird branch, if fox. Heart.
Heart.
Bird branch, if fox, heart. Duh. What's it mean?
Bird branch, if fox, heart. It fucks hard.
Bird branch. Bird branch, it fucks hard.
Bird branch, it fucks hard. If this were an EVP, what would Bird Branch turn into? Yeah.
Rembrandt Foxheart. That's what her father's name is, Rembrandt Foxheart.
Wow.
It really makes you think.
Yeah, it does. Love that.
Country girl, simple
living. What's her occupation, first of all?
Tow truck operator.
Okay.
Country girl, simple living, love the outdoors and a good bonfire. Not afraid to get a little dirty.
Oh, wow.
Zoom in on her cock. Look at her balls, dude.
Oh, yeah, there's a pouch up there.
I think they're shorts.
Okay. Not afraid to get a little dirty. The next one's Eve, and I need you to read this one.
Yes.
It's very simple.
I like men who are nice teeth and good smiles.
Yeah. Are you nice teeth?
I am
become nice teeth and good smiles.
Yes.
Okay.
I am a very nice of teeth. We did this one before, Connor.
Did we?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we might have, so we can skip that one.
We did this one, too.
We did?
Yeah.
Let's do this one again. I love this one. It's a Bumble profile for somebody named JJJJJ. And it says, not jabbed, no masks, don't believe in the moon or dinosaurs, smoke too much tobacco, don't drink alcohol. That's ALCAHOL. Love that. It's a classic.
What's the height?
The height? Oh, 5'11".
Yes. No fucking mask. I don't believe in dinosaurs. They're not real. They're just memories.
I think this, that's right. They're just implanted memories.
Right.
This next one I think might actually be my favorite interaction that I've ever seen because it's not an interaction. That's what makes it get so good.
Namaste. Praying hands there.
All right.
I want to smell your asshole first before licking it. It will be my introduction to Danish cuisine. White women have such beautiful pink buttholes. And then the next message, hours later.
This is it.
Your swollen clit.
Sealing the deal there. No response. Just hours later, just to come back. And one more thing.
Yes.
Your swollen clit. Okay? Don't forget. Your swollen clit. That's so good.
Fuck, this is so good too.
This next one's from Jordan, a message that says, hey, shorty, I just think that you should really come over and plop your actual roast beef sandwich on my face because I want to smell that dirty roast beef of yours. Seriously, I need a fat chunk of your smelly roast beef. Let me know, shorty. Da 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 ba ba, I'm loving that smelly beef.
Oh yeah.
Beef. That one really makes you think.
It really does.
And this next one's the final one, and it's a long one.
This is another conversation with oneself.
Just one person sending messages.
Yes. If someone is beautiful, I just be honest and tell them. I don't mean anything else by it, only that I think you're beautiful. Like, I've been told to fuck off before for complimenting a woman. It's crazy.
It is crazy these days.
I have more love
can't
for
get
women
away with nothing these days
than any man, and I'd always put a woman before myself.
That's right.
But suppose I'm just a old school outdated gentleman. Time's changing.
Yep.
And your taste in music is brilliant. Lincoln and Red Hot's fucking savage. My friend can literally play any song on the drums. I'm pretty much a goth/emo, but don't look it. Also, sushi is heaven on earth. You've got great taste in shit like myself. I pierced my ear for Halloween because I wanted to dress up as a goth. Because I wanted to dress up as a goth years ago. Sorry if I'm talking too much shite.
Wow.
Peace. That's smooth. My fucking buddy can play like any fucking song on the drums, dude.
Dude, my buddy is so good at playing Rammstein on the drums.
He can play Rush. He can play fucking George of the Jungle.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 ba-doom. He can play that fucking song from The Mask. Doo-doo-doo-doo,
doo-doo-doo-doo. He'll play a steel drum, too.
Yeah.
He don't care.
He don't care.
White women have the best pink assholes.
Right. And delicious roast beef.
That's right.
That's what I learned today.
Yeah. Here's what we're doing next.
Yeah.
You ready for segment number whatever?
Yeah.
It's called
segment 3 or 4, if you include the intro.
It all depends. We don't really count.
It just depends, you know?
We don't really keep score here. That's not the way my daddy did it. It's not the way his daddy did
it. No,
no. And it's not the way I'm going to do it. So we got a segment that's called, it's a fairly new one called Chatbot Poetry.
Yeah.
And I know you really enjoyed that one last time, as did I.
Yeah.
So I've got 3 prompts and responses from the Chat GPT chatbot that knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have you read them.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love this.
Yeah, this is good. Read a long, stupid poem about feet and foots in the style of Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, that was the prompt.
Yes.
Take it away, doctor.
Oh, feet and foots, how funny they are, with toes that wiggle and heels that spar.
The heels spar?
Yes, they fight. They carry us far, they carry us near. They come in all sizes, big and small, oh dear.
Oh dear, gee whiz.
Some feet are furry, some feet are bare. Some have little hairs, and some don't have a hair. Some have nail polish, some have fungus. Some are so pretty, they deserve a fuss.
Oh, that doesn't rhyme.
Oh, feet and foot.
Oh, if you say fungus.
Fungus, yeah. A fuss. Duh.
Yeah.
Oh, feet and foot, they come in pairs. They dance, they jump, they climb upstairs.
Oh.
They run in races, they walk in paces. They wear shoes, they wear laces.
Oh, wow.
Some feet are smelly, some feet are sweet. Some have calluses, some have blisters to treat. Some have arches, some have flat soles. Some like to stomp and some like to stroll.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them both.
Oh, feet and foots, they're quite a sight. They can make us giggle. They can make us fright.
Oh, that... what?
They can be tickled. They can be licked.
Oh, hey.
They can be washed. They can be kicked. So if you have feet and foots you possess, take care of them. Treat them with finesse. Give them a rub. Give them a pat. For feet and foots are where it's at.
Yeah, that's a work of art right
that
there.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm very impressed by that robot.
Oh, yeah.
What's the next one?
This is write a dumb poem about a crow in the style of a kindergartner, including misspellings and bad grammar. You know what we should do next time we do this segment? You do the prompts with this, and I'll do the prompts at home, and we compete, me against computer, see who's better, funny boy.
Oh, okay.
Bigger funny man.
Big man. Big man.
So yeah, write a poem. Write a dumb poem about a crow in the style of a kindergartner, including misspellings and bad grammar. Once upon a time, there was a crow. He flew and flew to and fro.
Uh-huh.
He was as black as the night and always gave me a fright. He sat on the wire so high and cawed into the sky. I wondered what he was saying, but I couldn't understand what he was relaying. He ate something gross and yucky, and it made me feel quite tucky. I wished he'd eat something nice. Like a carrot or a scoop of ice.
I'm going to have myself a scoop of ice.
But even though he was kind of mean, I'd still thought he was kind of keen. With his shiny feathers and his sharp beak, he was a bird that was pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
So now I look up at the sky and I wave to the crow and as he flies by. He's my friend, even though he's kind of odd. But that's just the way he is, and that's okay. Oh, my God.
Oh my god.
Oh
my god. Holy poly.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. Holy poly. And this one final one here. Write an objectively bad folk song about milking cows.
Do you get a harmonica?
No, but I do have my old faithful guitar right here.
Come on, man. I got this song yep. here about milking cows. Yes, it is. That's right. Uh-huh. Come on. Yeah. Coming in, coming out. Always time. It's always time. There's always time for a little milk. Yep. All right. I wake up at dawn, gotta milk the cows. It's a chore I dread, but it's gotta be done somehow. I put on my boots, grab my pail and stool, head out to the barn. It's a milking day duel. The cows are all lined up, they're waiting for me. I take a big old breath and I start to squeeze. The milk comes out in a steady stream. I daydream of leaving this farm for a dream. Milking the cows, oh, milking the cows. It's a job that's hard and it brings me down. Milking the cows, oh, milking the cows. I wish I could escape this fucking town. Come on.
I added a little
company yeah, here and there. Same thing. Just a little bit different. Okay, come on. Yep. Smell of manure fills the air. I can't escape it no matter where. I dream of the city where there's no cows, where the air is clean and the people are loud.
Milking cows, milking cows. That doesn't sound like no cowboy I've ever heard.
Me down. Milking cows, oh, milking cows. I wish I could escape this goddamn town. Yep. But for now, I'm stuck in this rural life. For the days are long and the work is rife. I'll keep on milking my cows day after day, by day by day, until I find a way to break away. Come on. The cows may be docile, but I'm feeling wild. I wanna leave this life where I'm just a child. I dream of adventure. The far-off lands where there's no cows, just endless sands. Milking cows, oh, milking cows. It's a job that's hard and it brings me down. Milking cows, oh, milking cows. I wish I could escape this goddamn motherfucking town.
We need to make a whole AI written album.
Yeah.
Oh, milking cows, oh, milking cows. I'll keep doing it till I figure how to break all free from this rural strife and live a life without milking cows inside. Milking cows, oh, milking cows. I hate this job, but I'll do it for now. Someday I'll leave this farm behind and I'll never have to milk another cow of any kind. Oh, yeah. Come on. Last I checked, my diesel truck don't run on no cow milk. Last I reckon, my big brother Bill, he likes to fuck them cows. We ain't gonna be too keen on the idea of moving away and leaving this old cowpoke life behind, but something I gotta do for me and mine. Gotta keep my son warm one way or the other. Come on.
Wow, that was a beaut. Yeah, we really do. We get to do a whole country album.
The AI is really something.
Yeah.
Do you want to do some on the fly right now?
Yeah.
You got any ideas for lyrics or things you want to? I can do it on the computer and just paste it into that Google document.
Yeah.
And it'll pop right up on yours. A song about
big brains and bigger butts, and bigger bones. 3 days grace. Don't do that. That's dumb.
What do you mean? Write a song about big brains and bigger butts and bigger bones in the style of 3 days grace? Isn't a good prompt?
I guess it's fine. When you put it like that, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. See it there?
Beep, 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 beep. Just verse one. I got a big brain. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the prompt? What was it again?
Write a song about big brains and bigger butts and bigger bones in the style of 3 days grace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a big brain, always thinking ahead, analyzing everything, even when I'm in bed. But my brain's not the only thing that's big and strong. My bones in my butt, they carry me along. Big brains, big butts, and bigger bones. We're not just smart, we're strong in our zones.
Oh, yeah?
We'll take on the world with all our might. Big brains, big butts, and bigger bones will shine bright. Uh-huh. This is the official song of the U.S. military.
That's right. Big butts, big bones. Big cum brains. Shots. Big brains.
My brain's always racing, finding new solutions. But my butt's always grounding, giving me the resolutions. My bones keep me standing, even when I'm beat. I'm unstoppable. Nothing can defeat. Big brains, big butts, and bigger bones. We're not just smart, we're strong in our zones.
Yeah, in my zone, I'm pretty strong. Right. I gotta say, check my zone, and it's through the roof.
Right. We'll take on the world with all our might. Big brains, bigger butts, and bigger bones will shine bright. You ready for the bridge?
Yeah, this is a good bridge.
You want me to take you to the bridge?
Take me to the Matthews Bridge.
You want me to take you to the bridge?
Yeah.
I say, come on, take me to the bridge.
Come on, take me to the bridge!
Yeah, okay. Good God.
Ha!
We're more than just our minds. Our bodies are powerhouses if forced to find. Don't underestimate what we can do. Big brains, bigger butts, and bigger bones. We'll see it through.
Wow.
And then chorus again. We'll shine bright. Big brains, big butt, big bone.
Our bodies are powerhouses.
Yeah. In the outro, big brains, bigger butts, and bigger bones. We'll rise to the top and claim our thrones. We'll show the world what we're all about. Big brains, bigger butts, and bigger bones. We'll never doubt.
Okay. That was okay. But I think I got something better. I'm going to write a song about liberals in the style of...
Kid Rock. Yeah. I am the bull god, you understand?
Wow. It couldn't be more wrong, but it's funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
What are we looking at? It's so tame that it's fucking hilarious.
It's great. Yeah. It's definitely not like the kid.
No, not at all. But almost in a, like, I think it knows.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Well, I'm a conservative, but I got liberal friends. They speak their mind and we debate until the end. We may not agree on everything, but that's okay. We're all Americans and we're here to stay. Liberals, they got their own point of view. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't have a clue. But they got their right to speak their mind, and I'll stand by them every single time. Oh, yeah, they want equality and to make a change. I may not always get it, but I'm not gonna derange. They're passionate and they got their own ways. We may not see eye to eye, but I respect what they say.
This is too fucking good.
Liberals. It's they like, got their own point of view.
It's like the Kidz Bop version of a new Kid Rock song.
Yeah. Liberals, they got their own point of view. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't have a clue. But they got their right to speak their mind, and I'll stand by them every single time.
Yeah, sure you will, kid.
And then we got police sirens here. This is the bridge.
Yep.
Did you hear those sirens?
I hear them, yeah.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Yeah, the bridge. Here we go. You ready to take, want me to take you to the bridge?
Take me to the bridge!
Yeah, want me to take you to the bridge?
Take me to the bridge!
All right. Good God.
Come on!
We all want what's best for this country. We just got different ways of going about it, you see.
Yeah.
But we got to come together and find common ground.
Come on, kid.
That's the only way we'll turn this whole thing around.
Kid's gone soft. He's supposed to hate everybody who's not
liberals. They got their own point of view. Sometimes I agree. Sometimes I don't have a clue. They got their right to speak their mind, and I'll stand by them every single time. So let's raise a glass to liberals everywhere. We may not always see eye to eye, but we all care. We're Americans, and we're in this together. Liberals and conservatives will make it better. I'd be fucking psyched if he came out with that song. Liberals!
You want to be friends? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's do one more.
Oh.
Come on!
Click, click, boom, I'm going down on your dirt stock.
Write a song about Jesse the Body Ventura's political views in the style of Public Enemy.
All right.
Oh, my God, it knows. This is good. This is good.
Write a song about Jesse the Body Ventura's political views in the style of Public Enemy. Listen up. I got a story to tell about a man who's a wrestler, but that's not all. He's a governor, a Navy SEAL, Jesse the Body Ventura. He's the real deal.
And Frogman.
He's got political views that'll make you think.
Oh, yes, they
will. He's not afraid to speak up and let it sink into your mind. He's got a lot to say. Jesse the Body Ventura, he's not afraid. He's an independent. He don't play by the rules. He's for the people, not for the politician's jewel. He's against the war, and he's for legal weed. He's for the truth, and he's not afraid to bleed.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's so good. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is fucking amazing.
That's like creepy. It's parsing everything about him.
He's got political views that'll make you think. He's not afraid to speak up and let it sink into your mind. He's got a lot to say. Jesse the Body Ventura, he's not afraid.
No, he ain't.
You want me to take you to the bridge?
Come on, take me to the bridge.
Come on and take me to the bridge. Take me to the damn bridge.
We're gonna blow the lid off this thing.
He's a man of the people, and he's been around. He's seen the good, the bad, and the profound. He's for justice, and he's for equality. He's for the truth, and he's not for the fake society.
Wow. He's off the grid.
He's got political views that'll make you think.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to speak up and let it sink into your mind. He's got a lot to say. Jesse the Body Ventura, he's not afraid. So if you're feeling lost and you don't know where to go, listen to Jesse. He'll let you know.
He'll let you know.
He's a man of the people, and he's not afraid to fight. Jesse the Body Ventura, he'll set it right.
You're goddamn right he will.
I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, he's got my vote.
Fuck it. You would throw your vote away for him in the primary, though? I'd commit to that. In the general, too. I'd do it. If he was in, I'd do it. I'm not going to write him in.
If there were a chance.
If he's on the ballot.
Then, yeah. The body.
Oh, there's always a chance. I think enough people would think that was funny.
I mean, Vermin Supreme made it pretty far.
Yeah, he's still in.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just beat John McCain a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
Whenever a politician dies, he writes, I beat whoever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. People. It's Jesse calling his cat.
Come here, people.
People. People. People. Come on. People. People.
What are you doing?
Texting.
Hello.
Call Colby.
What's going on?
Colby, this is Jesse the Body Ventura.
Oh, shit.
Colby, do you have a cold right now? Are you suffering from a head cold?
No.
You want me to bring you some Advil PM?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Colby, I'm calling. Do you know about the fake society? Are you aware? Yeah, can I count on your vote?
For the fake society?
Can I count on your vote, Colby?
Yeah, man.
On January 6th. I'm going to be the guard. Honorary. January 6th, I'm going to do it for free.
No weapons.
No weapons.
All hand
two fists. It's all I need, Colby. Colby, I'm going to be delivering pile drivers, elbow drops. I don't need a gun. I'm a Navy SEAL. Colby, sometimes when I finish my workout, I hang upside down for about 10 minutes like a bat. I haven't been to a chiropractor in 4 years now, Colby. Unbelievable progress on my back. I had two herniated discs. They had to fuse my C4 vertebrae. Unbelievable progress. Hanging upside down like a bat, Colby.
That's great.
I'm good to be inverted.
Colby, have you ever been inverted? Professionally?
No, I don't think so.
Colby?
Yeah, what's up?
Can I count on your vote?
Yeah, dude.
Have you ever been to a pot party?
yeah, like potluck?
No, look, you go to an alcohol party, there's always going to be a fight. You go to a pot party, no fights, Colby, no fights. Everybody's just asleep. Asleep by 10, watching Gremlins.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I gotta go, Colby. I gotta call Vladimir Putin and tell him to stick it.
All right, Jesse.
All right, God bless you, Colby.
I did it for the money.
I did it for the money.
I did it for the money.
I'm not patriotic. I did it for the check. The fat stacks, $40 a week.
So that's it. That's all I got. You got anything else?
I got class. I got dignity.
I still got my balls, if that's what you mean.
I still got a nice set of testes. They haven't sunk south of the equator.
Bluetooth made me go bald. That's it. It's all done.
5G, 6G.
How many G's do you even need?
I tapped out at 3. All I need is 3G. Who needs more than 3G?
I said, yeah, I'll take 5G's if Hogan's going to pay for it. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody.
Yep.
Appreciate you coming in and coming on in. And we'll be back next week.
Yep.
That's for damn sure. What's our website?
DoubleArmDDT. Jake the Snake Roberts.
.com?
It's what I did on the concrete. He stole the move, did it with Steamboat.
What's our website?
CoolParents.co.
What's our Instagram?
CoolParents Worldwide.
What's your TikTok?
Cool_parents. We got Patreon too? What's that one?
Patreon.com/coolparents. $3 it starts at.
Duh.
Get on there and you'll get to listen to a bunch of bonus content.
Yeah.
And you get to help us out. And which you could also do by leaving a rating and a review. Boom.
Yeah.
Wherever
yeah.
you're listening.
Boom. Yeah, you can do that.
So yeah. So
yeah.
That's it. I hope you have a blessed week. And we'll see you next time on another edition of the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Queef.
You're damn right you are. Fuck the world.
Bust a queef.